Time now to have a chat to the latest inductee into the Group 1 Club for Jockeys, Tyler Schiller.
Cannonball squeezing for Rouse Runners. Maria Mia takes the lead. Maria Mia's drawn a length clear. Uncommon James clear now. Maria Mia in front from Uncommon James. Cannonball and Maria Mia wins the Group 1 Galaxy by a length to Uncommon James. Third between Cannonball.
And it feels unreal. Oh, I was doing it for my dad. He's got cancer. All he wanted to see was me win a Group 1 and to come out and do it today. Oh, it was unreal. I didn't want to cry, but sorry. Oh. She's a super mare. She jumped really well, put herself in the spot. And when I quickened up the inside of Eduardo, I thought I was home, and she did the rest. Yeah, I thought it was the inevitable at the 100. She was so easy, doing it easy. No one was catching her. And to see a free ball the last 200, she's a super mare, and I'm very grateful to Joe and the connections for putting me on.
Yeah, it was lovely. Emotional post-race interview on 7 there, Tyler Schiller, after etching his first Group 1. His father, Glenn, would have been no doubt a very, very proud man. Tyler, congratulations.
Thanks, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. And what was it like, the old man's reaction when you finally got back to have a chat to him?
Yeah, it was unreal. He was so proud, and I was just so grateful that I got the opportunity to repay him for everything he's done for me over the years.
Well, it's a famous racing family that you come from, with your dad Glenn and your grandfather as well, but a lot of people might have thought you'd have been sitting in the back of a sulky, not riding Group 1 winners.
Yeah, definitely. I probably thought that too, coming up through my younger years up until about 15, when I got the opportunity to go into the thoroughbred industry, but I'm very grateful that I did take this path, and happy where everything's going.
Well, so you should be, because you've been a phenomenal story over the last couple of years. You won the Metro Apprentice title last year, and currently you're sitting second in the Sydney Metro Jockeys Premiership, and there's only one man in front of you, and that's James McDonald.
Yeah, it's unreal to be up in Sydney competing against these top jockeys and to be that far up in the premiership standing. Hopefully I can hold the title for the apprentices, and if I'm chasing James the whole season, I think I can do that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's a great camaraderie amongst the jockeys as well. What was the reaction from J-Mac and the other guys after you were able to claim your first Group 1 on Saturday?
Yeah, it was fantastic, especially just outside the jockey's room. I got to come back, and Reece Jones was waiting for me and had a hug with him, and hug with Corey Brown on the mic when he interviewed me. And to get a congratulations off all those top jockeys, it's pretty surreal.
You thought you were almost there a couple of weeks ago when you just got nutted. So the last 100 metres, what was that like on Maria Mia?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing the other week when I saluted, but I'm very happy that the last 100 at Saturday at Rose Hill, it was a little bit nerve-wracking. I could hear them coming, but I knew they weren't going to get past her from the 50 in. She was so strong through the line and such a tough mare.
She is tough, isn't she? I mean, you gave her a great ride, but the improvement that she's made since joining Joseph Pride's stable has been quite phenomenal.
Yeah, coming from benchmark races to be able to go through group races, now a Group 1 winning mare. Joe can do that with those top level horses. Eduardo was a group winner down in Victoria, but no one ever thought he'd be a multiple Group 1 winning horse, and Joe's just flipped him around and hopefully done the same as Maria Mia by the looks of it.
Is it a weight off your shoulders when you finally get your first Group 1?
Definitely. Mostly because I wanted to get one for Dad, but it definitely sends me along in my career and gives me a big confidence boost.
Are you still involved in the family harness racing and everything as well? Have you got time?
Yeah, I still own a few trotters, but I don't get to do anything with them, but I do watch them and very happy to watch them. I think it's a great sport, and if I ever get too heavy, which I don't think I will because I'm pretty naturally light, but if I ever did, I definitely wouldn't hesitate to go back.
You wouldn't have time to do it, but we see dual licences for trainers and jockeys. I wonder if there's an opportunity where you could have a dual licence as a driver and a jockey.
Yeah, definitely. It'd drag that Saturday out, going to Menangle or somewhere like that after the races.
Actually, just thinking left of field here, Matt Stewart has been very, very strong on the fact that for drivers, the lighter you are, like yourself, would have an advantage in the sulky over what traditionally has been pretty stocky, bulky guys in the sulky. Is there any validity to that thought?
Definitely would be some sort of difference. I think anywhere from 50 to 60, maybe 70 kilos wouldn't have too much bearing. But once you get over the 70 kilo mark, I suppose, weight stops trains. But I think the way the sulkies are made, it sort of might be a little bit of an advantage to be a bit heavier than a jockey, but not too heavy, just because you can still lift the horse with the sulky.
Where to now for Maria Mia?
I believe she's going to the TJ Smith Stakes.
You've welded yourself to the saddle, have you?
Fingers crossed. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure the owners were happy to stick with me, and I'm definitely happy to stick with her.
That wasn't the only highlight because, Opal Ridge is a pretty smart filly as well. She was brilliant in the Derby Munro.
Yeah, she's definitely a young talent coming through. I never thought when I sat on a last prep on that heavy track here that the races got called off at Randwick that she was the last race run, and I never thought that win would catapult her into this sort of preparation. But to win first up that electrically, she was very, very exciting.
Well, it's an amazing story that you're now getting regular Group 1 rides as a mature apprentice, and you're sitting second in the Metro Premiership title. Have you got a few good rides that you're looking forward to this Saturday as well?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to King Franklin, the Tancred, Fireburn in the Vinery. But I think King Franklin's definitely going to be a lot more suited in the Sydney Cup. But I think hopefully this weekend he can show that he's on that right path up to the 2400. Weight for age might not suit him, but I think he's a very exciting horse, especially when he gets up to that 3200 with 50 kilos.
We'll look forward to him. And what did you make of Fireburn's run last start?
I thought she was really promising. She showed plenty of grit. She had to do a bit of work early. She didn't jump all that well, and we wanted to be forward. So I used her a bit to get outside the lead, and she stuck on really gamely. They went a great gallop in that, and I think it was half a second outside the class record or track record. So she did a great job. I think the 2000 will suit her perfectly, and hopefully a nice little bit of sting out of the ground should be perfect too.
You haven't said to Mark Newnham, don't forget to tell everyone about me over in Hong Kong, have you?
No, I definitely wouldn't knock the offer back. I'm sure once Mark gets grounded, it'll be a lot easier for me to get my name out there, but I definitely wouldn't knock the offer back.
Well, hopefully for our sake, we get to see you here for a little bit longer. Don't go jetting over to Hong Kong just yet. You've got plenty more Group 1 wins in you. Well done on the weekend, Tyler, and give our best to your dad as well in tough times. I'm sure that would have put a big smile on his face on Saturday.
Thanks, mate. Much appreciated.